You see, it's no longer a routine. It's no longer a ritual. It's from the heart. It's from the heart. Don't do it just because somebody told you to. Just because it's the norm. But from the heart. From the heart. Praise Him. Worship Him. Spend time with Him. Pray to Him. Give Him the right to access your life with His blessings, with His presence, with His glory, with His power, with His anointing, with His grace, with His mercy. Oh, how He longs to flow through you so that others can know how good He is. Glory be to God. Ooh, glory.
Right now.
Too often we treat God like, you know, somebody who owed you money and they paid you back. Maybe they put it in an envelope and you ask them, do I need to count it? But their response is, it's all in there. We come to God and say, can you really do it? But His response is, it's all in there. Everything you need, it's all in there. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. It's in the Word. Because when you get the Word, you get God. And when you get God, you get everything that He has. It's in there. Everything, it's in there. It's in there. Everything is in there. Will you receive it? Will you take it? Will you believe Him? When He says He will do it, He's already done it because He did it from the foundation of the world. From the very foundation. From the very beginning. He had it mapped out. He had it planned out. He knew what He wanted good for you. He knew you. He knew what success He wanted for you. He knew what prosperity, what happiness, what joy, what peace. He knew all that He desired for you. Will you receive it? Will you take it? Will you lay aside all the distractions? Will you take out the time to learn of Him? Wow. Wow. I got one more scripture and then I think, well, we'll see. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 11. I'll be reading this from the Holman Christian Standard. Verse 28.